Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Let's talk about the adjustment.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the transaction at the point where there's a recognition there's a problem on the house, something to the condition after a due diligence process. Buyer and seller are both looking at it. They may have had very strained negotiations up to this point. The seller thought they could be on their way to their next property. And the buyer says, whoa, hold up. I'm not going to be able to tolerate this condition that I found on your property.
At least not at the price that I've offered to pay. So now comes the adjustment. And how do we deal with the adjustment? Unless there's a broker involved kind of directing traffic and assisting with the solution, frequently that's the end of the run. They get mad at each other, they walk away, and we've got a failed transaction. But what would a good broker, or let's say a good broker representing the seller and a good broker representing the buyer, how would they work out solutions?
Well, I have learned that if you don't have enough information, you don't feel confident in your choices. So on both sides, it's an education, a full understanding, the extent of the problem, the concerns. I have a transaction right now pending sale. The concern could be a $26,000 repair in residential real estate. So we need to understand if that's a reasonable estimate. So that may be a second estimate from another professional in the industry. We need to understand if the likelihood of what they think will happen, it's a sewer scope, so it's the concern about the sewer system, is imminent. How soon will the repair be needed?
Well, and the problem also with the sewer, it's kind of a touchy situation in that without it, it's going to become a really tacky deal. However, even once the thing is fully operational, it frankly doesn't add a single penny to the rent that would be commanded. Nobody can see it. Nobody can enjoy it. They just flush and it goes away.
We don't enjoy our sewer.
Well, I enjoy it, I guess. You're going to pour potentially a lot of money into the property and, frankly, not raise its value one penny.
However, next buyer comes along. If you say, well, no, I'm not going to do that. It's not going to raise the value of my house. So no, Mr. Buyer. Then Mr. Buyer moves on and you think, okay, I still want to sell my house. You have information you're going to have to disclose to the very next buyer about your sewer system.
Common law is law set by cases, prior cases where people fought and the judge or jury ruled. Common law says you must disclose those latent property defects. And so if you don't, that's a misrepresentation.
So you need to look for ideas on how to cope. We'll do that next program. Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.